Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global Authors Network Radio. We are delighted to introduce to you Phenomenally Speaking with international best-selling author Valerie Fox. Listen to conversations with awe-inspiring guests who have accomplished extraordinary things. Artists, authors, writers, playwrights, directors, entrepreneurs, coaches, and more. Listen in as they share their journey and encourage you to share yours. Learn how to live your life phenomenally speaking.
Entrepreneurs today, men and women are motivated to set up a business for a variety of different reasons. And some set up a business while pursuing an interest or a hobby. And making more money is also a strong motivator for many. And in fact, on Amazon, there are over 50,000 books that talk about business and entrepreneurship. Behind every entrepreneur's success story, there's a never-ending list of gut-wrenching failures, missed opportunities, and jaw-dropping setbacks. This was a quote that was written by Manny Koshman because he wrote a book called Driven, the never-give-up roadmap to massive success. He also mentions that it is important to remember that on your journey, you can navigate around obstacles and overcome them. Just never give up. Dream big. Stay ambitious, and remember that anything you really want deserves your 100% effort. Speaking of that, I'd like to introduce you to my phenomenal guest today. Her name is Miss Britt Harding. She has always been an entrepreneur. In fact, she got started as an entrepreneur when she was 8 years old by opening a seasonal snow shoveling business. And she says that entrepreneurship is in her DNA. Let me introduce her to you now, Ms. Britt Harding. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. I cannot believe you found that story about me as a child entrepreneur. Oh, my goodness. When I heard that, I was like, where did you find that? Thank you for having me. It's great to be with you.
You're never too old to dream and start the entrepreneurship, and you are you have proven that. It's great, though, that you have this in your DNA, as you would say.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's definitely in the DNA. My dad was an entrepreneur. My mom, not so much. However, my dad was. My grandmother was a maverick. And so, as my mother would say to me, you come by it honestly.
All right. So, Brent, would you share with my listening audience a little bit of background about you?
Okay, sure. I'd love to. Let's see. Aside from being an entrepreneur, I actually started my career with the National Park Service. I was in the Park Service, the Ranger Series. I worked in urban parks. I worked in Boston. I also worked in Salem, Massachusetts. And that was the track I was originally on. I was at a job fair for the federal government and came, as I was walking around, I saw a table for the air traffic controllers to learn to be an air traffic controller. And so I thought, wow, you know, that's just like, that's navigation in the sky. I'd like to check that out. And ultimately, that's exactly what I did. I was the second youngest ever air traffic controller on the East Coast. And it was definitely exciting. It was a joy. It was something that I really loved. I left that, and then I went into aviation from a different perspective. I worked for Massport, and I was in airport operations. So we handled the hijackings, the bomb threats, plane crashes, and the like. So I was there for a good bit of time. I went from there to work for a tax-exempt organization, which was ABCD. I know many a person that has had a career with ABCD. And then after that, I embraced entrepreneurship. So I had enough background, having worked in conventional environments, that I felt pretty secure about entrepreneurship. I will say I did a stint where I was both and I was running a business, and I was also working for the state of Massachusetts. I worked in the Executive Office of Economic Affairs as an executive director. That certainly was challenging. It's not something that I necessarily recommend. However, I can authentically say, if somebody comes to talk to me, I can be really authentic about my thought processes. So that's been my history. I owned a mortgage brokering firm for 10 years, from 1998 to 2008. And since then, I have been full-fledged, full throttle as an entrepreneur, not only for myself, but however, also helping women-owned businesses. I've produced conferences with a view towards working with entrepreneurs, because small and medium-sized businesses are more than 50% of the workforce. You know, we employ more than 50%, whatever capacity, whether it's full-time, part-time, independent contractors, interns, whatever the case may be, that's who we are. And I realize that was probably a much longer explanation than you were looking for, but I hope I was thorough.
No, I appreciate that, because what people want to know is sometimes not just your success story, but the things that you've done as you climb your ladder of success. So I appreciate all of that. So one of the things that I'd like to ask you about, you mentioned how you've been an entrepreneur and that you have your own business. Can you tell us the name of your company and what are some of the services you provide?
Well, yes, I can. The name of my company is actually my name. It's Brent S. Harding Co. When it came to looking for a name or thinking about a name, there was a woman that had her name, and she had Co., and I really liked that. So I said, you know, I'm going to emulate that and have my name, and then it's company. And we are a solution consultancy firm. We will find a solution to a problem, a concern that affects your business. And in this case, for the next 36 months, we are focused on our product known as Soft Skills. What we actually do is we transform the way that teams engage with the companies that they are working with so that they are in line with the company's long-term strategy. And that is so important that the company feels comfortable to share with the employees what our long-term strategy is and where you actually fit in. Our sweet spot is working with companies that have 100 to 500 employees who want to invest in their human capital. So in other words, they want to invest in their employees. We focus on four areas. One is cultural diversity, which is, I cannot share with you, Valerie, how important that is, especially if we're going to do international business. You know, a few years ago, I was in Dubai, and I had gone to a mosque, and in that country, women are required to be covered up. Only your face should be seen and your hand should be seen. And we had a couple, not us, but there were a couple of young ladies that decided that they were on vacation, they were going to go into the mosque, and they had on shorts and T-shirts and flip-flops. And I was flabbergasted. I was thinking to myself, I mean, you're not just representing you. You're representing you. You're representing your employer. You're representing your family. How foolish were you to do something like that? And they were arrested. And the thing is, if a company is going to send people abroad, those folks need to understand, you may not agree with the culture, you may not agree with how they operate, I get that. You may not, and that is your choice. However, when you are in somebody else's house, we have to be respectful of the house that we're in. So that's our number one service that we provide. And real quickly, the other three, professional development, especially for companies where you're going to be representing your company out at whatever the engagement is. How do you represent them? So that's professional development. Personal development, you know, if companies want people to be there for the long haul, invest in them personally so that they grow. Maybe there's something that is short and grooming them would help them to be an asset for themselves. And if they're an asset for themselves, then guess what? They're going to be an asset for your company. And then lastly, and not that it's necessarily last in order, but last that I'm saying, and that is sales development, sales team development, that your sales force is developed and that they are, in fact, working as a team rather than working as mavericks. So that's what our company does. We have a small core staff, and then I actually engage trainers. We have a psychologist who specializes in sales, and we have a human resource manager, and also a gentleman. It's really kind of interesting. He is a professional networker and influencer. So those are the folks that are the immediate, the first line, and then we have others that come aboard as we need them. And our company works with essentially there's no particular industry that we're focused in on. It really is about the company themselves and other institutions. We are actually we've got a proposal in to a university, a school that has that is an MBA. A couple of others, but it's a business school. So we actually have an agreement. We're in the process of developing a pilot program for them, and they will use it in other areas as well. So really, really excited about the prospects.
That's fantastic. One of the things that I was impressed by was the fact that you talked about creating a company global-wise, internationally, because it is very important that we know how to deal with people from different cultures and different backgrounds, and that we be respectful of that as well. Rather, we have to think more of it's not just us as an individual, but we're representing the company that we work for as well. And those were very good key points that you brought out. Can you tell me how long Brent S. Harding Company has been in existence?
Oh, my goodness, I feel like we've been in existence forever. Here's what I would love to share, share with you, is that we've been in existence for 36 months as Brent S. Harding Company. I have always had a consulting firm, and it was Brent Harding. It was just Brent Harding Co. However, in this rendition or this rebrand, we went with Brent S. Harding Co. And I'm feeling so incredible about this that I do not expect to ever have to rebrand. So what we will be doing is adding on. So we started this project and did it in pilot form with the solution consultancy in 2016, December 2016. So we're actually going to be coming up on 3 years in December.
That's great. Can you tell me who or what inspires you to start your own business?
Yeah, I can and I will. I was actually inspired by my grandmother. Her name was Edith Jeffries. Edith Jeffries was a maverick. She was an amazing woman. And, you know, I think the sad part is that I wish I was intuitive enough to have understood her while she was alive, as opposed to the things I'd learned as she in her passing. But she was really the person that was a driving force, and then followed by my mom. So I would like to see that Nanny helped Mom. Mom helped me to embrace entrepreneurship. And it wasn't that she rejected a conventional job. However, what she helped me to see is that she would always say, and my grandmother would say this too, it's a poor rat that only has one hole. And so that what that meant to me is that gotta always have you always have to have a backup plan. And so those two ladies were really the force that inspired me to, as I like to say, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. For sure.
Well, thank you so much. I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
Oh no, not at all. Not at all.
Great. I'm glad to hear that it's family, you know, that you were inspired by your grandmother and that you're carrying on the business and she's the inspiration behind it. That's fantastic. It's a good story that can be shared with my audience. I noticed also that and you probably can agree with me that business owners, they go through different phases, and I think you mentioned that briefly in your bio, that they go through different phases, and they can experience different things as they work to expand their business. And obviously, as they go through these different phases, they face some different types of challenges. Would you care to share with us what you think the biggest challenge for some of your clients has been?
Wow, that's a huge, first of all, thank you for that question in particular. That is a huge, huge question, and I'm going to try to make as simple an answer as possible. The biggest challenge that I see is I'm going to say there's two parts to this, is lack of planning and too much analysis. So here's the lack of planning. The lack of planning is that many times people jump into business. It started off as what they refer to as their side gig. Mm-hmm. They refer to it as their side hustle. And so they're making really good money on that side gig, on that hustle. And then something happens to their primary job. And then suddenly they think to themselves, if I was making this kind of money on my primary job, I mean, if I was making this kind of money and I'm just doing this a quarter time, what would it be like if I did this full time? And so they go full throttle without really laying out a plan, a strategy, a something to move them in the right direction. So I believe that it is defining, writing something out. It's not, take it from your head, put it on paper, read it, let somebody else read it, let somebody punch holes through it, leave your ego on the other side of the room so that you can hear the power of people talking to you. That's, if you will, on the left side. On the right side, I think, the fact that sometimes in that same vein of writing, I think sometimes people have analysis paralysis where they analyze things so much that they never get there. It doesn't get off the ground because they're so busy analyzing that they never get to the place that they need to get to. So I think it's a two-edged sword there. That if they could get, if they would get past that, it would be unbelievable.
Well, I thank you for clarifying that and mentioning those two separate reasons why these are some of the biggest challenges for people starting their own businesses. And another thing I wanted to mention a little bit about is I understand that you do, you're involved with some work at BNN TV. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I can. An incredible woman Britt Johnson is the producer, executive producer and director of a show called Boss Lady News. Actually, it's a couple of shows. The primary show is Boss Lady News, and that show actually airs on Friday evenings. In fact, give me just a second. It airs on Friday evenings on Comcast Channel 23, Verizon Channel 1960, RCN on 83, and then it's also streamed live on bnntv.org. And so it is a show that focuses in on local talent, local entrepreneurs. It focuses in on finance and helping people to understand that we need to lay out a plan, but let me give you a direction. Let me bring in professionals that are right here locally that can help you get to your destination. If you want to purchase a home, we've got somebody to help you do that. If you want to invest, we have somebody to help you do that. So she brings on local talent. And I originally came on in the local talent pool due to creating women's conferences, entrepreneurial conferences. And then she approached me about being on there on a regular basis and to discuss networking and to be the SME, the subject matter expert around networking. And so I am on there, and that's exactly what I talk about, is how do we navigate and network so that we meet a Valerie, we meet somebody like yourself, and you then want to speak with us and to help us with our businesses. So I'm in an event. I meet Valerie Fox at the Dudley Main Street event. We have a conversation, and the next thing you know, we're interacting with each other. And, it's amazing. Children, they'll go up and say something to anybody. They're just, hey, my name is so-and-so. And next thing you know, 2 minutes later, they're bringing their friend up to their mother who they just met 2 minutes ago and says, "This is my friend." And it's fantastic. And the older we get, the more we are reserved and we pull ourselves back. And we then need to be taught how to go up and shake somebody's hand and say something to them. So that you create an open flow of traffic, and that traffic is verbal, and verbal leads to the next thing. So that's exactly what I do on the show, is bring different I'm on there usually about once or twice a month, and my role is to bring information that's relative to networking. In fact, I'll take a quick one and share this one right quick with you. I know our time is short, but business cards. I am amazed at how many people show up to an event and they'll say, "Oh, I forgot my business cards." Well, then one of a couple of things: you're not in business today, or how much do you really value business? And I realize that's a tough thing for an entrepreneur to hear, but daggone it, if you're going to be at an event, then have the cards with you. So I was sharing with the audience how pivotal, when we think about international business, how much outside of the United States people value your business card. Your business card says everything about you, because that's your first line when you open your mouth, is your business card. And how we hand our business cards to somebody makes a difference. How we want to hand it the way you would internationally, which is to have that card, your thumb on both ends of your card, and you present the card, and you present it in such a manner that it really makes a person stop and look at your card and make comments about your card. That is so important. And I was actually had an international event on Thursday, and the gentleman handed me the card, both thumbs on either end, and I just laughed, because I had literally spoken about that at an event in the morning, about a BNI event. I literally talked about that, and here it was. He was handing it to me that way, and he said, "I lived in Hong Kong for 8 years, and I'm greeting you with this." And I went, "There you go." So that's what I do on BNN, and I've had this conversation 3 times this week, so this was great. It reinforces in my mind networking and why that card is important.
I agree with you on that about networking and having that business card, because I agree with you. I have had experiences too where people are at their event, and I mean they talk about what they want to do with their business, and then they don't have a card to share with anyone, or they stumble over what it is that their services that they provide with their company. And that is, like you said, that's your introduction. You may not have an opportunity to speak with someone again, and when they see that you're not prepared that way, unfortunately, they may make a determination that's not necessarily the truth about you and or your business. So that is essential to being successful in your business and when you actually network with other individuals who may be looking to do business with you.
True, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate that totally, 100%.
All right, so I'm going to go right into my next questions for you. I know that you do a lot of coordination of different conferences. I read also that you did an award-winning one, E3 Power Up in 2017, which is a women's conference. You have been going strong by educating and clarifying business, empowering women through success stories, and also validating entrepreneurship, financial independence, and the importance of networking and being ready at these networking events. So with all that being said, can you tell me what's new with Brent Harding?
Oh, my goodness. Well, actually, what is new is now getting ready to lift off Brent S. Harding Company. Two things are new. One is lifting off Brent, and what that means is actually doing an event that really puts us out in the forefront. We have been quiet for the past couple of years. We've done our pilots to make sure that what we are putting out there is what is wanted. And so now we're getting ready to launch. We're either going to launch in the fall in a formal launch, or we'll launch in the spring of 2020. So that is new in that I will tell you, Valerie, I've never really launched where you push it out there hard and really make sure people are understanding what you're doing. So this solution consultancy firm is actually going to launch itself. Second, I am working on a technology project. And I am enthusiastic about the technology project that I'm working on. I'll have more details about that next spring, but I'm putting together a startup group around a technology activity. So those are my two trajectories, my two parallel directions. Well, parallel, but one, the solution consultancy firm is further along than the technology project. And those, you know, I always share with folks listening, you can only do about three things and do them well. So I've cut a lot of other stuff off and said, now let me stay the course. In fact, just as an aside, I can't get over, it's happened to me four times where people have said, well, Brent, you know, can you help us with bringing aboard new talent or employees or something of that nature? And, you know, when you hear it three times, you're going, oh, man, this must mean this is a sign. And
yes.
I have chosen to recognize that it could be a sign or it could be a distraction. So which one is it going to be for you? And I had something happen to me on Thursday that let me know it would be a distraction. In fact, actually happened on the same day. One person said, well, hey, why don't you do this? And then something else came up, and I went, nope, that's the direction I need to go in. So, you know, you had asked me before, I shared with you what I thought planning, what I thought were important elements. And there's another D to that, and that is distractions. Entrepreneurs can get distracted. We get distracted by the shiny object. Oh, there's a shiny object over there. Oh, wow, there's another shiny object over there. You know what? Put blinders on.
You got to stay focused. And you're right about distractions because, you know, we're hungry for stuff and we don't, there's a lot of information that's available on the web and people that are working with us and businesses and everybody's coming at you from different directions. And like you said, that you really have to pay attention to those distractions and stay focused on what it is that you're working on. If it's two things, you can't do three things and do them well. Focus on the two things and don't feel like you've got to accomplish everything in 1 year. So focus on what it is that you want to achieve this year and move forward and make those things happen. And what people sometimes don't realize is that time is money. And so if they're investing the time, if they're wasting their time, then they're losing money. If they're investing the time to critique and make their product an excellent product for their customers, then you're going to find that people are going to be attracted to you and want more of what you're offering.
True that. So, so true. Thank you for that one. Yes.
So I have a combination that what's new and what's next actually was a combination when you answered what's new and told me about some things that you're working on and that will, your goal is to, you know, you're talking a year out or within 9 months or 6 months to a year for these things to actually come to fruition. And that work that you're doing behind the scenes, that all counts towards your launching, as you say. So can you tell me a little bit about if my listening audience wants to get in contact with you, what's the best way that we can connect?
You know, really the best way is, believe it or not, I love texting and text messages. I encourage people to text me and at my personal number. And, yes, I do. Anybody that knows me knows that my phone is in bed with me. My first line is 617-438-7949. That's 617-438-7949. They can reach me there. They can reach me at Brent, my name, Brent, BrentSHarding.com. So name of the company. So Brent at BrentSHarding.com. Those are the best ways. I'm on social media. I'm on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. So any one of those three are also great ways. I do check them, but if you want in pretty close to immediate or at least an acknowledgement, it's going to either be an email or it's going to be a text message.
Very good. Well, thank you so much. And if that's Brent, B-R-E-N-T, at BrentHardings.com?
Brent S, F, so BrentSHarding.com.
Perfect. All right, so what is one tip or piece of advice you can offer someone who's thinking about going into business for themselves?
My best tip would be to be self-aware. Self-awareness is huge, both professionally and personally, and what I mean by that is to do more watching, more viewing, more observing than talking. Because sometimes you can talk yourself out of an opportunity. And especially if we don't know what we don't know, and I speak from experience, where I made an assumption that a person knew or understood that I had a clue, and what came back to me later was that person did not make that assumption because that person was self-aware. And so it took me out. I dropped levels below in her perception of who I was and who I am. And that was an unfortunate. And I'm willing to admit it because we all go through. I remember reading about Lee Iacocca, who was fired 7 times as a CEO. Before he became the success that he became. So my tip is, look up the word self-awareness, be cognizant of that so that you put yourself in the best limelight possible. That's my tip.
Thank you so much, Brent. for sharing that with us and your personal experience as it relates to being in business as well, because I think that's something very important for us to do, is to share a tip or some advice that, you know, other people can benefit by a lesson that we learned. So I want to thank you for sharing that. So I am going to close out our program. This interview was phenomenal. I loved every minute of it. So what I'm going to do right now, I want to thank you personally for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join me on Phenomenally Speaking. Now
so
I'm
welcome.
Going to talk about the event that's my next show that I am airing on April 27th. My guest is Clara Angelina Diaz. She's a life coach, speaker, and empowerment coach who specializes in working with women on building their life dreams and businesses. So please join me again on April 27th at 2 p.m. to learn about Ms. Angela Diaz. And once again, I want to extend my thank you to Ms. Brent Harding for a phenomenal interview, and I want to wish you all a pleasant Saturday afternoon. Thank you so much. Thank you, Brent.
You are so welcome. And everyone, I echo Valerie's words. Have a phenomenal day.